show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up. Cliffo and Gabby's Mardi Gras reporter. Baby, celebrate 2 weeks of LGBTQI plus art, theatre, film, talks and more at Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au.
Last week, Queensland decided who was going to represent us at the Mardi Gras in Sydney. This coming weekend, it was Dylan. He was the lucky guy who's heading along as Delicious Sweets as his drag queen. But he's taking along his mum, who he calls Mama Sweets. So we wanted to find out how excited she is. She joins us right now. How are you, Mama Sweets?
Hey, super excited.
Yeah. You're so excited you went out and changed yourself cosmetically on the weekend. What did you do?
Went and had an infill done, had my nails coloured all the colours of the LGBTIGA plus colours, plus gold and silver.
Beautiful.
I think you added a couple of extra acronyms in there, but that's fantastic.
Oh, I know. I always get it flustered and Dylan just goes, oh, Mum, just give up.
How have you ever been to a Mardi Gras before, or have you ever been to anything like this?
No, Dylan and I have talked about it for years and years, going down, celebrating, and have never got there. So this is just such a great opportunity.
It's such a great opportunity. We love what Dylan's done. We love his character, Delicious Sweets. We love that you are Mama Sweets. Tell us about him as a boy. Was he putting on your dresses and heels, and was he out there like that as a child?
Constantly, from when he could walk, he was jumping in anyone's shoes as long as it had a heel. He was dancing, he was performing, he was in every school musical. He was very flamboyant. He was always making up choreography to different songs, and he was always in the limelight, always wanting to be, just in the limelight. But he did it so well. He entertained everybody.
So it didn't surprise you when he told you he was a drag queen?
Oh God, no! When he first came out as gay, he came out on Facebook, and I just texted him very quickly and said, "Your nan's on Facebook," and he came running home to see Nan and worked through it. But there was no surprise. I just said to him, "Honey, I knew," and he went, "Really?" And I went, "Yeah, it was obvious." And he went, "Oh God, why didn't you tell me?" And I went, "It wasn't my story to tell." Yeah. And I just said to him, "Yeah, you might be gay, but it doesn't change how I love you. You still need to clean your room and take the bins out and clean the sink." But I still had to nag him to clean his room. He was a shocker.
It's hard to clean your room when you're in stilettos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's stuck in the carpet. It's a whole thing. You must be so proud of the person he's become.
Yes.
Because it's really evident in, speaking to Dylan. What he does is Delicious Sweets, and this movement he's part of in Toowoomba, your hometown, Glamour. It's not just about him. It's about other people and other people being able to express themselves, and it seems like it's a real passion of his. So, as a mum, you must watch that with a sense of pride.
Oh, absolutely. He has really broken down some stigmas and barriers that have been not only in Toowoomba, but across all the communities that he goes to, even, going back to Yamba on the north coast, a very tiny, small coastal town, and he comes out and drag, but he just talks to everybody. He's happy to answer questions if people have questions and want to know more, but he just accepts everybody for who they are, and that's, I think, what he does with Glamour, is everyone has that space to be themselves and just to celebrate, and love is love, and, just to be who they are and celebrate.
We love it. We love you. We love him. And the last question, the most important question, Mama Sweets, what are you going to wear?
Oh, my God, Gabby, I've just been... it's my biggest question. I've told everybody on my Facebook who voted for Dylan. I went, now I've got to go shopping, bitches. Oh, sorry, can I say that?
You can say bitches. Sorry. You can say bitches.
I just say yes, Queens. So now I've got to go shopping. So Dylan said, wait till we go to Sydney, Mum. Have some glitter things ready. And but when we go to Sydney, it's a full-on shop morning.
Yes.
So we can get ready and get some shimmer and glitter happening for Saturday night.
Oh, I can't wait to see the photos of you guys.
And
it's
going
to be so
great.
We
can't wait to hear the reports in a week's time. Next Monday, you guys will be reporting back live. So Mama Sweets, the mama of Delicious Sweets, a.k.a. Dylan, the winner of our Mardi Gras reporter. Thank you so much for your time, Mama Sweets. You're fantastic.
Yes, Queen. The Hit Breakfast.
show.